Yeah.
What was your brief in there? What were you doing?
What was I in?
Yeah, I mean, but tell me exactly what you would do when you went into work in the morning.
In the morning.
This is when you were promoted to officer.
Up to the personnel. Well, when I went there, I'd have an awful lot of, your post would come in and you'd have queries of all kinds from the staff about their conditions and all the rest of it, you see. Then there were a group of the New Ireland group of companies, like the New Ireland Irish National and a couple of smaller concerns, you know, like they formed what they called the New Ireland Group. And they had a group personnel manager, you see. And I worked under him as far as the New Ireland and Irish National were concerned, you see. And we had to look after the payroll at that time for the office, for the head office, for all the middle and junior grades, you see. And we had to keep all the records, of course, from the staff, illness records, social welfare, all that end of it, you see, had to be done there. Any kind of welfare schemes within the staff had to be administered from the personnel area, you see. And also, we had to employ any office staff, all the junior grades were all employed through the personnel area, had to be interviewed, examined, tested and all that there, you see, and medically examined and all, like they'd arrange the medicals for them and all that kind of thing. And then any industrial trouble then, of course, came that way too.
Oh, yeah, that was my next question. Yeah. Were you involved with the unions as well?
Yes, obviously.
So,
well, I was a member of the union until I became the personnel officer. Then I retired. I resigned from all unions, do you see, because I couldn't be in two sides, you know, like that. So,
But you understood both sides because you were here.
I understood both sides, yeah.
So what union were you with?
I was with the Irish Union of Distributive Workers and Clerks, which was in Cavendish House and is now Impact.
Right.
You see?
So what years were you there?
I'm talking about that. I was there like in the 1940s and up to the 1950s, you know, like.
Yeah.
And into the 60s too, you know, yes.
And let's go with the camp, the union camp first, So when you were there with them,
How the union was operating? The union would operate, as far as the head office was concerned, they operated through a staff committee. The staff had a committee which was called a house committee. And they were elected annually by the staff, you see. And they represented the staff on the union branch committee, you see. Or they had a representative on the branch committee of the union, and the branch secretary then was available to advise them as they wanted at any time, you see. Yeah, you see.
And was there many industrial strikes at that time when you were there?
There had been a strike in the New Ireland Insurance Company in 1938, which was another time of depression, and it had ended after 3 or 4 weeks, apparently. And then there were a couple of other strikes then in later years. The Irish National was on strike, when was it, about the 1950s. They were in strike for about 3 months. It was one of the longest white-collar strikes ever in the country.
And why did they go out?
They went out looking for money, you see, looking for extra, improved working conditions, you know, salary-wise. And, of course, at that time, the Irish National wasn't a company that was... Those companies, they weren't making a lot of money at the time, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, they got very little out of it at the end of the day, you know, that type of thing. But then we had a few disputes in the New Ireland. Then afterwards, we had an inter-union dispute at one stage, which was a very nasty one, particularly for anyone in the personnel area, where you would have half the staff in one union working and the other half out on strike, picketing at the doors.
So there was a lot of hot air there.
And a lot of abuse hurled at personnel people, or that went on. But like, that's normal enough, like, in these, because the people are very much upset, you know, they're disturbed. And but eventually, like, everything comes to an end. And
So did you see yourself as an arbitrator?
I enjoyed that end of it, mind you. I was at most of those disputes in the later years there. I was involved in them all, like, insofar as I was on the management deputation at all the negotiations of that, you see. And they would go on, and then I was a constant visitor to the Labour Court, you know, and so much so that the staff used to say that the group personnel manager and myself should have a flat down there. We're forever in it.
What is it that you liked about it?
I liked about it. Well, there's a lot. If you can, it's great to see some kind of a satisfactory solution, you know, to all these things. Something that will please everybody. And then, of course, if there is a genuine grievance there, like, it has to be rectified. You know, like, I mean.
But there's so much talk around it. There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much talk about it.
You see, the experts tell you. You see, if you study these things, that after about 10 days, the issue changes. If any group goes on strike, it's the original issue stands for about 10 days. And then, like, the question that comes into it then of getting back and trying to... You see, but really, my own view is that the day you go out on strike, you're beaten. I mean, it's all right to threaten. A threat of strike is a great weapon. But when it's... If your bluff is called and you have to go out on strike, your next job is to get back to your job, you know. You know, it's not your next aim. And and how you can do that without loss of face or prestige is another thing, you know.
But you actually enjoy that period of your
I didn't enjoy it, but, like, I didn't mind going through it. I mean, I could see, like, the kind of thing it was. It was grand. It's nice to see the negotiations, if you're making progress in them, and you kind of repair the relationships between, like, staff.
But the bureaucracy, the layers and layers of everything, paperwork and everything that has to be done to... I mean...
Well, that's true. Well, now, there's a very... It's amazing... it's amazing how these things work out. Now, there is... all strikes start with great enthusiasm. Like, now, like even in recent disputes now here involving the public service and that. But after a few weeks, those people are very much subdued. And, I mean, they begin to feel the pressure. Definitely if there's no money coming in, you know. That kind of thing, you see. And you used to find that. Now, I always got on very well with the striking staff. One of the reasons I always felt was that there is a supplementary allowance payable, you know, to social PRSI payers if they're on strike, you know. And that wouldn't be paid unless I was the one delegated to sign them for the company, you see, that... If they made a claim, any of them, for some extra money, they're fine. Feeling the pressure of it, brought in the firm to me. Well, if only I signed it, they couldn't get it from the department, you see, from the government.
So you had to sign the dotted line.
But that kept us, you see, that improves relationship between you and the people who are on pickets. I mean, in the early strikes there, I could go out on the street and I'd be barracked and shouted at and everything else, you see. In the later disputes, when I had to do all this, I could go out, but I could talk to any of them. I'd go out and I'd collect the forms from them and get them their whatever entitlement they could get, you know.
Yeah. But can I suggest you probably had a better understanding of handling public relations?
Ah, you do, yeah.
Especially when you were
with them, yes. Well, a lot of these things... the group personnel manager, he had a saying, he said it's... Industrial relations is a great game, played slowly, and that is true.
And having plenty of patience.
Yeah, patience. You see, now a deputation, the typical, if there's a dispute on, a typical meeting. Both sides will come in. There won't be too much conversation between them if the relationships are bad. Mm-hmm. Sit down at the table and they start off, say the staff side would put their case, the management would put their case. And the thing is repeated for hours, you see. Mm. With no movement, you see, at all, or no concessions anywhere. And that goes on until somebody weakens a bit and something is done, then maybe there's a slight change in an improved offer or something made, you see. Yeah.